Parts. I'm Christopher Cruz. Israel's military says Iran fired about 180 missiles at the country today. In Jerusalem, there were explosions in the skies. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer is in Tel Aviv.
We can see all the missiles coming from the east, so from Iran, and being intercepted over our heads. It's remarkably quiet, but you see these flashes of light and then the slow fall of the shrapnel, often glowing.
A few of the missiles landed, and there have been no reports of deaths, severe injuries, or property damage. A Pentagon official says the U.S. intercepted some of the missiles. Israel intercepted others. Palestinians in the Gaza Strip celebrated the Iranian attack. President Biden and Vice President Harris were in the White House Situation Room as the attack unfolded. CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland says there are fears some Americans could be caught in the crossfire.
The Biden administration will be concerned about two things. One, attack on U.S. military forces ashore. We have 40,000 troops there. And number two, probably being concerned right now with the ground attack into Lebanon, about 86,000 Americans who are in Lebanon.
Eight people have been shot and killed in Israel, says reporter Linda Grantstein.
Two gunmen carrying weapons apparently were openly carrying them on the train. One of them had an M16 and got off the train in Jaffa, which is a mixed Arab-Jewish suburb of Tel Aviv, and just opened fire.
The gunmen were killed in Mexico City.
Protesto, guardar, y hacer guardar.
Claudia Sheinbaum was sworn in as Mexico's first woman president. President Biden and Vice President Harris will travel to North Carolina tomorrow to see firsthand the devastation wrought by Hurricane Helene. Governor Roy Cooper.
We have 92 search and rescue teams who are continuing to work to rescue people. We know that there will be more fatalities.
John Amos, the family patriarch on the hit 1970s sitcom Good Times, has died. He was nominated for an Emmy for his role as the adult Kunta Kinte in the 1977 miniseries Roots. He had regular roles on the Mary Tyler Moore Show and The West Wing. John Amos was 84 years old. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 1.7%. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Six Racine City Council members are threatening a boycott to protest Mayor Corey Mason's alleged power overreach. Their absence could prevent a quorum at tonight's meeting, potentially halting city business. It was a fatal crash in Caledonia last night. It followed a police chase through Racine County. According to the State Department of Justice, Racine officers initiated the chase at around 9. It ended when the driver collided with a tree near 4 Mile Road and Main Street. Former Racine County Sheriff's Deputy Preston Kite, facing 40 felony charges, is likely to take a plea deal. In court yesterday, a hearing was scheduled for late November. Teens and Trades Day will be held Friday in Racine and Case High. The event is meant to spark interest in non-traditional careers. Over 800 students attended last year. A public hearing is being held in Racine today on a proposed We Energy's rate hike. The plan would raise typical monthly bills by nearly $24. The gathering takes place at the Chavez Center. And political campaign events and a Brewers playoff game will coincide in Milwaukee later today. It may cause traffic impacts later this afternoon. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's time for the MLB postseason. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers will play the Mets today to open up the best of three wildcard round. Milwaukee enters as the NL Central champion and third seed in the NL. Manager Pat Murphy said the Brewers are young but ready for the postseason.
You know, we can't worry too much about who we're going to play. The bottom line is we got to play, you know, and be ready ourselves.
First pitch is after 4:30 p.m. The Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the L.A. Rams on Sunday. Coach Matt LaFleur said Sunday that the Packers had a lot to clean up after the 31-29 loss to the Minnesota Vikings in Week 4.
I think they're you got to be focused in terms of and very intentional about what you're trying to get accomplished.
Kickoff this week against the Rams is after 3 p.m. on Sunday. And Wisconsin football will play in back-to-back 11 a.m. games the next 2 weeks. They host Purdue this Saturday and play at Rutgers next week. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Significantly cooler and crisp today, but seasonal. Under sunny skies, highs scrape the upper 60s. Winds are still a bit breezy and a few more clouds filter in tonight as lows fall to the mid-40s. Tomorrow will be pleasant with plenty of sunshine and highs returning to the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Says here, a study found that even just smelling olive oil makes you feel more full. I find that's true, especially if I smell it right after eating a few donuts.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowin', but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hand touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Fill it up with only two. when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm, reaching out.
Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits.
We'll be right back.
news, timeless hits, WRJN. It's Kurt Vollmann. Stuart J. Waddles just poked his head in the studio here. And Stuart, I mentioned this on the air last week, and I haven't been able to stop talking about it since. I've been asking everybody I've talked to this question over the last several days. If you could
choose... Who is Chappelle Roan?
No, go ahead. If you could choose three condiments to use for the rest of your life, and only those three condiments, what would they be?
Can I define condiments? Are we talking things that are canned or like in a jar?
I think
like
you would.
I think of jalapenos. My mind goes to like, well, I would like something hot. What about jalapenos?
Okay.
Is that a condiment?
Typically, I think of
that a topping.
You know, like a topping or a sauce or something.
Okay, well, I'll scratch off that. I'll go Tabasco, okay. Mayonnaise, and mustard.
Tabasco, mayonnaise, and mustard. Okay. I'm a little more plain, I think, than you are. You went a little spicier than I typically do.
What, the mustard?
No, mustard I'm good with. Ketchup, my three were ketchup, mustard, and ranch. I'm pretty boring that way.
Yeah, it would be tough leaving off the ranch, but that mayonnaise is versatile.
Yeah, no, mayonnaise, I can't, too tangy for me, which is weird because mayo and ranch are pretty much the same thing anyway, but I like ranch, I don't like mayo, so go figure.
All right.
That's Stuart.
Grey Poupon, what kind of mustard are you looking at?
Grey Poupon is fine. Yellow mustard is fine. It's all good.
All right, so if I roll up to you next to you in the limo and
I'll roll down
my
the window.
Window down.
Yep, I'll roll down the window for you. Thanks.
Perfect.
That's Stuart J. Waddles, who keeps us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
When Senator Tammy Baldwin first went to Washington, the big news story was Y2K. And we were partying like it was 1999. Baldwin has been in D.C. for more than 25 years. And after a quarter century, her values are a lot more Washington than Wisconsin. Baldwin supported providing puberty blockers and sex change surgeries to minor children in Wisconsin. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women. Even though domestic violence survivors say it would be traumatic to be forced to sleep in the same shelters as men. Tammy Baldwin. 25 years in Washington has changed her, and now she's just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code WEALTH to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code WEALTH for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code WEALTH for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Just who is Peter Barca? Barca is a career politician we simply can't trust. We can't trust him to protect law enforcement because Barca raised money for an anti-police group that called our officers occupying soldiers. Can't trust Barca on the border either. He voted to support sanctuary cities putting violent criminals before our families. And while fentanyl floods our streets, Barca chose radical politics over our safety. Our veterans can't trust Peter Barca. He voted to cut the benefits they earned and deserve, endangering our families and communities, dishonoring our veterans. We just can't trust a career politician like Peter Barca.
I'm Brian Style. I'm working to support families, stand with law enforcement, and honor our veterans. Families are struggling to afford the things that they need. That's why I'm working to lower costs and stop wasteful spending. I'm Brian Style, and I approve this message because together we will get our country back on track.
Paid for by Style for Wisconsin.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our civic media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. I am enjoying the fall weather that's coming our way. Tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 45. Tomorrow, sunny and 69.
Your laughter cannot hide, and you're afraid to let your eyes meet mine. And lately, when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. And it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really kind.
jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts a thumping and you, a brown eyed girl. So slow, gone down the old man with a transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la
You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you. My brown eyed girl. Just the same. Sha la 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 la.
Nobody covers Racine's local news like we do. We've been doing it for 97 years, covering the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. So let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Voters in Wausau can use their absentee ballot drop box again. A replacement is in place after Mayor Doug Denny removed the original one last week. The Marathon County DA says the Portage County Sheriff's Department is looking into whether Denny broke the law. How the winners are declared on election night is a mystery to many, but the leading organization that does the job says it'll be transparent about their calls. Anna Johnson is the Associated Press's Washington Bureau Chief.
As soon as we're making those key race calls, expect to see us showing our work, how we did it. What happened? What were the facts behind that? And I think that is really, really important.
Johnson tells WISN-TV's Upfront the AP only declares winners when the outcomes are beyond a doubt. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. We Energies wants to raise rates, and you can let them know about those plans today. The power company is holding public hearings this week in Racine and Milwaukee to gather feedback about their proposed rate increases. The plan would raise typical monthly bills by nearly $24. It's already facing opposition from local officials and environmental groups concerned about affordability and clean energy goals. People can voice their opinions at the Chavez Center in Racine today. It'll be an interesting night at Racine City Hall. The city council meeting tonight faces potential disruption as six members threaten to boycott. They're protesting what they perceive as Mayor Corey Mason's overreach of authority. The dissenting council members argue that the mayor has limited their ability to influence city decisions and to bring issues to a vote. The absence of all six boycotting members would prevent a quorum that could lead to an early adjournment. Getting around Milwaukee might be tricky later. Political campaigns and playoff baseball are colliding in the city. Second gentleman Doug Emhoff and former President Donald Trump will make separate campaign appearances, with Trump scheduled to speak at Discovery World at 5. Emhoff will be at a manufacturer on the northwest side speaking at around 4. Adding to the excitement, the Brewers will host their wildcard playoff game at 4:30. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Significantly cooler and crisp today, but seasonal. Under sunny skies, highs scrape the upper 60s. Winds are still a bit breezy and a few more clouds filter in tonight as lows fall to the mid-40s. Tomorrow will be pleasant with plenty of sunshine and highs returning to the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
And we listened. Local news and timeless answer back on WRJN. Says here, a woman in Florida found an alligator swimming in her pool. That's dangerous. There was no lifeguard on duty. Jefferson Airplane and Somebody to Love on WRJN. Is it possible the first time you heard that it was on vinyl? Now, Cindy Huber helps you relive those moments by giving away actual vinyl albums each weekday. Weekday mornings between 9 and 10, Cindy will tell you who that day's artist of record is. And when you hear her play that artist later in the day, be the fifth caller at 262-634-WRJN to win the album, courtesy of Time and Again Music and More in Sturtevant, your go-to for vinyl treasures and more. And to top it all off, everyone who wins in October qualifies to win an actual record player so you can play the music you win. That drawing happens October 25th. Timeless hits sound better on vinyl, and you can win them weekdays in October with Cindy Huber and WRJN.
Get up every morning from
Racine's home for local news, timeless hits, and the Milwaukee Brewers. WRJN, the Brewers finally found out who their opponent's going to be in round one of the playoffs. It's going to be the Mets. The Mets were just here over the weekend. They're coming back today. First pitch just after 4:30. We're going to have the pregame for you right here just after the 4 o'clock news on WRJN.
Come see what's
baseball all throughout the postseason on WRJN.
Just who is Peter Barca? Barca is a career politician we simply can't trust. We can't trust him to protect law enforcement because Barca raised money for an anti-police group that called our officers occupying soldiers. Can't trust Barca on the border either. He voted to support sanctuary cities putting violent criminals before our families. And while fentanyl floods our streets, Barca chose radical politics over our safety. Our veterans can't trust Peter Barca. He voted to cut the benefits they earned and deserve, endangering our families and communities, dishonoring our veterans. We just can't trust a career politician like Peter Barca.
I'm Brian Style. I'm working to support families, stand with law enforcement, and honor our veterans. Families are struggling to afford the things that they need. That's why I'm working to lower costs and stop wasteful spending. I'm Brian Style, and I approve this message because together we will get our country back on track.
Paid for by Style for Wisconsin.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
When Senator Tammy Baldwin first went to Washington, the big news story was Y2K. And we were partying like it was 1999. Baldwin has been in D.C. for more than 25 years. And after a quarter century, her values are a lot more Washington than Wisconsin. Baldwin supported providing puberty blockers and sex change surgeries to minor children in Wisconsin. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, even though domestic violence survivors say it would be...
What's your go-to when the cold...
chapel and we're gonna get married.
is the right.